You need an STM32DFU driver. If you go to STM's website, type in STM DFU or STM32 micro electronics driver, something along those lines. I think I have it. I might be able to just send it to you. But once you download that, it'll work. I went through this. When I got my 9600, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just, you know, no big deal. I'll plug it in, flash open GD77, and I'll be done. Well, I forgot that I got a new computer, and I didn't have any of my radio drivers on yet. So it took me a bit to figure out which driver I needed, but once I did that, it was smooth sailing. And flashing the software, the website or the forum's kind of dead now because they got hacked and no one really wants to maintain it. But finding the file shouldn't be too hard. And then once you do that, you know, you just need the donor file, which is the stock firmware, and then you need the release of OpenGD77 that you're going to flash. And once you do that, it's really not too bad. Programming, it's easy. It's just like any other radio. Not as automated, unfortunately, but it's not bad.
Yeah, if you get a chance, just shoot me a text. Either send me the file, the driver, or just shoot me a text with what it is, because I'm also driving, and I'll look for it tonight if I get a chance. But, yeah, I want to try it. Everybody seems to love that firmware. But, man, it is so frustrating to try to figure that out. Because I just haven't had any luck, and I don't know if my computer's fighting me or it's just a driver issue. But it seems like everybody says there's a driver issue, so we'll see.